And now, the UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Adam in London, this hate crime issue, big issue. Adam.
It is, and it's getting bigger because we've had a 40% increase in reported hate crime incidents, including intimidation, assault, harassment, bullying, vandalism. I'm afraid some people have some strange perceptions about the world we live in, which is partly why we've got this increase, the most number of hate crimes against Muslims and Jews. And I'm not saying we don't have a problem. The only thing is, Alan, but behind these figures, some of the crimes now included as hate crimes include activities between Sunni and Shia Muslims, never the twain shall meet. Writing "Jesus lives" on a synagogue would count as a hate crime. In fact, prejudiced behavior by men against women and vice versa can count as a hate crime in our new redefinition. In other words, sometimes maybe we cast the net a bit too widely and it kind of distorts things. As I say, I'm not saying we don't have a problem.
Well, so long as we're consistent, what about hate crime towards people on the right? No one seems to worry about that. It's only if the hate crime occurs towards people on the left. There is a lot of inconsistency in this, isn't there? Brexit!
Oh, yeah, we've got this big summit tomorrow. It's not the big summit, because that's next month, but the big EU summit tomorrow. Theresa May will go into it, hoping that they'll come on board, but I don't know. There's so much backbiting, backstabbing, saber-rattling. Put those three things together, you've got an Olympic sport, I think. And all that going on behind her as she heads for Brussels. But the thing is, Alan, just ahead of this summit, the European Council President Donald Tusk said, and I quote, "He has no grounds for optimism that we'll get a Brexit deal. It's the Irish border sticking point." He says it's going to take goodwill and determination to get anywhere. And he's asked Theresa May to be creative with her concrete proposals. Being creative with concrete is pretty tricky, and I don't know if our Prime Minister or the 27 EU leaders have quite got it in them.
Well, whether they need to be. I mean, I think the answer to these things, of course, is to just firm. I mean, she said, and which people applauded, Brexit means Brexit. Well, if Brexit means Brexit, stop watering the damn thing down. Take it or leave it. Eh?
The trouble is, how do you define Brexit?
That's it. That's quite. And, of course, then there has to be a bill go through the Parliament. So
it's going to take forever still.
Implementation, yes, bill. You're dead right. Good luck. You should stand. You should get in there to Westminster, Adam, and give them a bit of your vision and wisdom.
My wife might vote for me, but beyond that.
The wife might vote, but beyond that. Good on you. Isn't he wonderful? Adam Gilchrist in London.